Receiving an apostolic calling, realizing that we're called to go out on our marketplace and wherever we go, and to do what? Be the light of Jesus Christ. Our nation is in dire straits right now. We need an incredible move of God in order to bring America back. The church has been asleep, and it's time to awake. Amen. That's where it's at. I'll talk more about that Friday night. But it is time that we bring heaven in 2011. We release heaven wherever we go. It's what God wants in our lives. Amen.
How do we help foster this servitude, attitude of service?
How do we help foster the servitude attitude? I mean, really, get materials, get things. John Bevere's got some excellent books on Undercover. That's a great book. Other books of these things. Anything on unity, get the Armor Bearer. We have workbooks and other things. We do Armor Bearer conferences, get the material, do an Armor Bearer school. Let people begin to understand what a true Armor Bearer is. Everyone in this room, including myself, is called to be an Armor Bearer. Why? Because Jesus was the first one. He was an Armor Bearer to his Father. Amen. Okay. Yes.
A heart for the vision.
What do I do? Yeah. What I'm doing right now is I'm training. I have what I call deacon care leaders, and these are people who I do on Monday night. I meet with them, and I am personally imparting, because we're birthing a new work. So right now I'm doing everything I can to impart the spirit and the right heart into them, because we need Aaron and hers in the body of Christ. We need people to hold up our arms who will run with the vision of the house. And I put my books and other books into their hands and just believe God that, hey, I will set an example before you, but you're here I don't want you behind me. When anybody says I'm behind you, I go, oh, no. Get out from behind me and get over here so I can see you. Because I can't see someone behind me. But I can see you if you're with me. Because if you're with me, then you're going to be here with me when we have services and other things, you know. Your finances, your commitment is here. So, you know, they were devoted to the apostles' doctrines, what it says in Acts chapter 2. They devoted themselves. And that word devote is really important. That's what Pastor Yandian was saying. Who are the ones who are devoted themselves? Those are the ones I am to pour my life into. And that's what Jesus did. Had the 12. Changed the whole world with 12. You know, didn't have a real huge congregation, did he, at the end? Only had John. Only had one left. And so in the natural, you'd say it was a miserable failure. But No, Jesus knew 3 years with 12 is going to change this whole world and flip it upside down. And it did when they were empowered with the Spirit. They got his heart. Amen. All right, stand up with me. We need to close so they can get ready for lunch here. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Let's just lift our hands. Let's just thank God. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for the anointing again. I bless these people today. I bless each and every one of them. God, I pray that you just speak life into their hearts in Jesus' name. And I thank you in our local churches. We are connecting as one. One heart and one soul. And God, you're going to blow the roof off by your presence and by your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're blessed.